he was somebody who was a team first guy. It just so happened that he was the whole team. You know, he does everything and then some. He does the extra work. He does the extra speed work, the extra lifting. He's a great leader, phenomenal kid, and most importantly, he's a better man.
Marquise, I wanted to go back to this summer. We had media day at Giants and Jets Stadium, MetLife Stadium. You ever get to play there? I don't think I've ever asked you that.
I have. I played there my freshman year of high school against Don Bosco Prep. I lost the state championship. And then I played there my senior year against Bergen Catholic.
They got your number, huh?
Well, I won a state championship.
I won. So. What's that? Is that an icon for kids in New Jersey to play at?
That is the best thing. When you're riding down I-95 on the turnpike and you see MetLife, you see the blue lights and the lights lit up, and then you see the Giants and the Jets play there on the weekends. Every kid wants to play there. High school, Pop Warner, wherever it is, you want to get to MetLife. That's the ultimate goal.
Giants, Jets?
Neither. Dolphins.
Pick one.
If I had to pick one, Jets. I feel like the Jets is more of a...
That's very Pat's alley.
That is my team, yeah.
Blue-collar organization. I see myself as a blue-collar guy. The Giants, to me... just wouldn't get it done.
You just said Dolphins. Where does that come from?
I used to be a big Ricky Williams fan.
Is it okay. The colors?
No, the colors are nice. But I think that if you can trade a whole draft for a player, it's obviously something dynamic about him. Granted, he did have his lows in NFL and outside the NFL. But I think he did some great things for the Dolphins. I thought he was a very good running back.
So, Marquise, getting back to football quickly, you guys have a road matchup this week at St. Francis. You're 1-0 in conference so far this year. Getting back this weekend, what do you guys need to do to go out and get a really key road victory?
I say it every time. I say it since I've been here. St. Francis is a very physical team. I think they are the only team that will mirror us as far as they want to run the ball. They want to hit you as hard as they can. They're big up front. They will want to do everything you can possibly to make you uncomfortable. I think that I've told many people this, and I stand by this. I think they have the best player in the league. If you watch what he does, he is what you can call the Jabril Peppers of the NEC, and I think he has a very good skill set. So we have to stop 22. He knows that. We know that, and we're going to have to do whatever it takes to get the ball out his hands and keep the ball away from him. And as far as us on our side of the ball, we're going to get going offensively as far as running the ball. Dalton's having a year. The receivers are having a year. But we got to run the ball significantly better than we have been doing in the last few weeks. And defensively, we got to get some sacks, man. We're getting pressure. We're getting to the quarterback. But we got to get the quarterback down. Once we get him down, once we get him off track, then they try to do all stuff with 22. Then we can just mirror in and lock in on just him. So that's the game plan to getting a key road victory.
He's a real deal, huh?
He is the real deal. He is. He's been doing it since freshman year. He can play in space. He can play in the box. He can run the ball. He can mow the lawn. He can do whatever you need for him.
He can mow the lawn.
He can do so much. During the game.
And
everybody knows you got to give credit where credit's due. And he's deserving of all the credit and recognition that's coming towards him.
It's incredible watching him. He just makes people miss on kick returns like it's another day in the park. It's wild.
Yeah, he is. He is phenomenal. He is a really good player.
What do you like about your team right now, Marquise, 5 weeks in?
We are, every year, everybody says this is the closest team that we ever had. I do think the team is close, but what I do think is really good about the team is my freshman year was Jordan Harris, my sophomore year was Jeff Kovitz, and my junior year was Rico McCray. This year, we have kids who are stars, but we don't have any superstars. We have a bunch of stars that are going to get the job done. Or try to do the job the best they can. You know, we're not looking for that one player to literally carry us, and which those three great players did. Those are the three best players that I played with since I've been here. And I think that this year we have more players in different spots that can make that play, and we're hoping they make those plays.
You mentioned getting more sacks. You're one of the leaders on the defensive side. What does the team have to do this week to get after the quarterback and really pressure St. Francis and make them one-dimensional?
We have to win our one-on-one matchups. What we get into a habit of doing is trying to do too much. We have different guys in new spots. That is true. We have guys in new spots, but we have guys that have played a ton of football. So we got to win our one-on-one matchups, dominate the man in front of us, and then when we get to quarterback, we got to get there with some reckless abandonment. Hit him, take him down, and make sure that he don't want to run the scramble or try to drop back again.
Would you go as far as saying that St. Francis is probably the most would they hate a team in the conference for you guys?
I would not go as far as saying that because the most hated team in the conference by far is Sacred Heart.
Okay.
I think for this school, you know, Tristan said earlier, the volleyball had lost Sacred Heart. You got the volleyball coach saying, I hate Sacred Heart. You got President Makeley. It's a worldwide campus dislike for that institution of Sacred Heart University.
Now, obviously, anytime there's some dislike between schools, it's obviously a heated rivalry because competition is pretty evenly matched. Sacred Heart, what makes them, obviously you guys play them later in the year, what makes them so good and so much of a hassle when it comes to facing them?
Honestly, they know us. We know them, they know us. Every time we play them, it's a fight. It's a fist fight. It's like when you're going to get somebody and you know they're going to hook you in the face and punch you in the face every time. Jab, jab, hook. We do both the same things. We're very similar. It's just, honestly, who makes less mistakes. So we don't want to get too far ahead looking at them, but it's just because everybody hates them. Baseball hates them. They stole two years ago, they stole the NEC championship from the baseball team. You know, it trickles down to so many things that Sacred Heart does to us that just makes a dislike from football to baseball to basketball.
But it's good to have, though. It's good amazing. To have.
It's what college is all about.
Competition.
It's good to have.
College is all about rivalries, playing against other universities, taking your school and going on the road, bring your school here, and that's what makes college fun.
And I don't know what do you got for him, Pat. I wanted one more wrap up question before we get him out of here.
One more wrap up.
You got any more questions?
I was gonna go a little rapid fire after this.
Go ahead.
As well. Yeah. Woke up this morning. It's about 38 degrees. I'm not sure what time you got up, but. A little chilly this morning. Do you prefer playing when it's nicer and warmer out? Or do you like playing in the cold? Obviously, that's really what football is about, playing in the cold weather.
What do you prefer? Love the cold. I think the cold separates the boys from the men, or the men from the boys, however you want to look at it. I think the cold makes you realize that what football is really about. I think the cold, you have to dig in. It hurts, and you got to do it.
And then my final question for you is apple pie, pumpkin pie, and then the final one, because I love food, final one, a Thanksgiving item you can't have. Thanksgiving is just not Thanksgiving without it.
Wow.
Okay. I'm not a big pie guy, even though I'm a big guy, but I got to go apple pie. Got to go apple pie.
Okay.
And a Thanksgiving meal that you can't.
Like an item for Thanksgiving you just
stuffing.
Can't.
Stuffing. You cannot have a Thanksgiving without some good old stuffing, because then it's not Thanksgiving.
Wet or dry?
Got to be wet. Got to have a little moisture, and you can't just be eating dry turkey, dry stuffing.
All right.
No,
that does it for me.
That was a great ending question. Did not see that coming. That was out of left field.
I've been thinking about it for the last 10 minutes.
Have you really? I just saw you on your phone.
It's almost that time of year. I guess we can also have some favorite Halloween candy.
That's true.
That's coming up. Kit Kats?
Kit Kats.
Your all-time favorite Halloween costume.
Ooh. You ever seen the movie Scream?
Oh, yeah, of course.
You've seen the movie Scream? Scream, sorry, the mask. I had the mask, but the mask, you could, when you would go up to people, if you kill them, you could act like blood would come out your knife.
Ooh. Wow, that is crazy.
A little too real for me.
too real. Too scary.
Marquise, thanks for joining us.
Marquise, appreciate it.
Thank you, fellas.
You'll always remember it as our first guest on the kennel.
Yeah, the best.
Got to start with the best.
Got to start with the best, exactly.
Now, see, what Pat didn't tell you is that he did not go to Prams Catholic. Pat went to your rival.
Yeah, I went to Bergen Catholic.
Pat.
What?
He was trying to hide that from you, Marcus.
I wasn't really trying to hide it.
We
didn't
just go to Bergen Catholic.
I went from 2006 to 2010.
Was you there with Tanner?
Yep, I was.
Nice.
Tanner.
There's a lot of animosity in the room right now, folks.
Chucky was a sophomore. And I was a senior.
There's a good stare down going right now.
Went there?
Ernest, yeah, I graduated with him. He and I played CYO basketball together, actually.
Really? There's a good stare down going right now, folks.
Yeah.
Pat against Marquise. It doesn't look good.
I don't think I have a chance in this battle. I really don't. If you line me up in the line of scrimmage, I'm getting dominated.
Well, most people do, Pat.
That's true.
Marquise, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, fellas.
That was senior captain of the football team, Marquise Watson, joining us on WJMF 88.7 FM HD2 here on the kennel with Pat and the cat, Tristan Hobbs. Really awesome job from Marquise.
Yeah, Marquise crushed it.
He absolutely crushed it. So it's about, 11:24 now. We got Andy Biggs coming up, hopefully in the next 5 to 10 minutes. And we'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
We'll be right back. favorite color. What's yours?
What's yours?
Red is my favorite color. What's yours?
What's yours?
Well, yeller is sweller for this little feller.
And me, I'm keen on green.
So what's your favorite color? Tell us, please.
Kids will spend 20 minutes listening to songs like
what's
this.
What's your favorite color? Tell us, please. What's your favorite color? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite?
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes twice a day. They have the time. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
Russell Wilson here. With Play 60, United Way, and the NFL are helping kids play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids!
To get involved, go to unitedway.org/play60.
Donate!
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course!
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Oh, hi. Right now, I'm getting a remarkably heartfelt bear hug from Smokey Bear. Thanks, big guy. Now, if you could let me down. See, I made sure there were no low-hanging branches when I set up my campfire. And before we left, I drowned out my campfire, stirred it, drowned it out again, then made sure it was cold. Visit SmokeyBear.com to learn tips to prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
You make sure his toys don't have any sharp edges. You taught her what to do when the smoke alarm goes off and to wear a helmet when she rides her bicycle. You do so much to keep your child safe. But are you using the right car seat for your child? Car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Protect your child's future at every stage of life. For information on the right seat for your child, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Juice, Mom. Juice, juice, juice.
Mommy, why are we going to the store? Mom.
Mom, I want
Mommy.
Juice.
Mom.
Juice, juice, juice.
Mommy.
Juice, juice, juice.
Mom.
Your child will have different needs at different stages of life, and that includes the car seat. That's right, the car seat. A car seat isn't one size fits all. You have to have the right seat based on your child's age, weight, and height. See, car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. But there's a website that gives you all the information you need. safercar.gov/the right seat. You'll find out about types of seats, when to have a seat rear-facing, when to switch it to forward-facing, when it's time for a booster seat, and when it's time for your child to ride in the back seat with a seatbelt. Protect your child's future at every stage of life. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat. That's safercar.gov/the right seat.
A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I volunteer with United Way to help the homeless in my community learn computer skills and build a basic resume. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
We were cool before being cool was cool. WJMF Radio, 88.7 FM, HD2, Smithfield, Providence.
She knows. She knows. Hey.
Welcome back to The Kennel with Pat and the Cat. We're here on WJMF 88.7 FM HD2, Smithfield, Providence. You can also listen to us on bit.do/WJMF radio. Tristan, pretty good interview. You're the cat. I'm Pat. Pat Puzo. Those are you. And this is The Kennel, obviously. And basically, The Kennel, anything could be in The Kennel, right? It's not just...
That's true.
Not just us two, which is why, I mean, we're having coaches, players. I mean, The Kennel is...
It's a great name. I don't know how you came up with it.
I don't know either. I think because we're at Bryan University, our mascot's the Bulldogs, and what's usually in a kennel.
It all makes sense.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, cats typically aren't in kennels, so no. That part's a little confusing. But I mean, like I said, it could be any animal.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I'm a big cat.